This is Editor-in-Chief Rick Lingle of Food and Beverage Packaging Magazine. Today's podcast episode with Denise Lefebvre, PepsiCo's Vice President of Global Beverage Packaging, discusses food safety, track and trace technology in food and beverages, and the company's efforts in leveraging social media through packaging.
Let's turn over to take a look at food safety. How does packaging play a role in this, and what kind of moves has PepsiCo made in this direction?
I think it's becoming more and more increasingly important to the consumer. I think for many years, food safety was an assumed deliverable to the consumer, at least in the Americas, I'll say that, without a doubt. Certainly not the case in emerging markets. It's becoming more and more prominent to the consumer as they're becoming more and more aware of, again, the impact of the environment, the trend on natural, the trend on pure and authentic foods. Food safety rises to the top, and certainly there's been a lot of instances, albeit in different categories, that make consumers much more aware of this topic. What we do is obviously really critical in terms of we are very conservative in terms of our packaging and processing processes and making sure those are absolutely rigid and compliant and strict for our products. So, and say, for example, in the hot prill world, what kind of safety factors we're putting on those packaging products when we deliver them to the marketplace. I do think we're going to be in an age where we're going to start exploring a lot more of consumer communication and food safety and understanding how to talk to consumers about that and ensure their trust and reliability in our brands. And we're seeing that even a lot more over in places like India, where consumers trust the PepsiCo brand because they know it's been very food safe and that it's very trustworthy. So we're finding that more with our brands, and so we want to be able to leverage that and make sure it's heightened and that we're giving the consumer what they provide. So it's very important to us, and I think it's going to be a journey for us to learn about how the consumer thinks of it and also what the technical need states are to continue to drive that.
We've certainly seen activity in track and trace, and I was wondering what kind of role that will play, certainly as it comes over from the pharmaceutical side into the food side and perhaps into the beverage side. What could you say about that?
Yeah, I think that's going to be pretty important as well. I think, obviously, the hurdle has been cost for mass proliferation. But I think we're going to get pretty clever and reverse or, you know, value engineer that to a point where it's affordable en masse. And it'll be a critical importance for us from a tracking and traceability for a food safety perspective. I also think, you know, there's a lot of opportunity in track and trace on inventory management and operations and supply to get that to a much more granular level, albeit I'm not an operations SKU management person, but I know that would be a big opportunity and a big excitement for them. But I think it's going to take our ability on a food safety to a whole new level and really be able to provide more, you know, more comfort to the consumer.
Mm-hmm. How is that played out on the packages itself? Is this through 2D barcodes or what?
I think there's a number of ways to do it that we're investigating. So there's anything from a type, you know, more complex RFID thing that's quite expensive to get into to the idea of a 2D barcode or a printable battery source that could communicate or things like that. I think the oyster, you know, the world is your oyster here. I think it's pretty big in terms of opportunity space, and we're trying to evaluate that currently in terms of, you know, what's the right technology for PepsiCo.
Well, packaging is certainly a serious business, but there's also a fun factor involved in sort of segueing from the 2D barcodes where you get into QR, quick response, and social media activities through the codes that can be put on packages. To what degree has PepsiCo leveraged that, and where do you see that headed?
We have been leveraging that a great deal. We're one of the first in terms of interactive media to be able to work with that on Mountain Dew and some of our other brands that really have a big consumer activation and communication programs, and our consumers are very engaged. I think we've only hit the tip of the iceberg with it, I have to be honest with you, and we're continuing to really drive aggressively at that. We have a whole team in purchase here and other places that are just focused on interactive media with the consumer and new ways of media and talking to the consumer for brand engagement. And this is obviously an area of exploratory and interest for them. So we've been very successful what we've done to date on some of our brands. We've done it also in Mexico on chips and other things. and we're looking to take that to the next level. So I think it's going to become very critical for us in the future.
Is the package merely, I don't want to downplay that, the delivery vehicle for that, or is there a more prominent role for the package?
I think right now it's the former that you said, but I think there is an opportunity for it to play a much more pivotal role.